What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Mike in Brazil, and we're going to have a little more time during this segment for you to give us the story on this coup against Rousseau, which tracks back, as usual, to the United States government.
Okay, the situation is as follows, okay? Rousseau was accused of mismanagement of funds, which is a charge which is totally ludicrous because almost the entire government of Brazil is guilty of the same thing. Why they chose to kick her out is because she was getting too close to Russia and China, you know, the BRICS. So,
yes.
Like you said in one of your shows, they wanted to remove the B from BRICS. And this is one reason. Secondly, she refused suggestions by the United States government to make certain areas of the economy available to Western investors, and she kind of like backed off from that proposal, and this added another nail in her coffin, because you know, anybody who stands up against the United States government is bound to lose. We all know that. So basically she was charged with mismanagement of funds. Michael Temer has a lower approval rating than Jill Stein. He's actually below 2% approval rating, and now they're starting an investigation, 23 counts of corruption, worse than Dilma, and which makes you wonder, why was Dilma deposed when this guy is a lot, 100 times worse than she was? And basically, this the listener of the show asked the question, so I'm trying to be as brief as possible. And another thing I was going to ask you, what do you make of the special forces being deployed to the Russian border?
Well,
this is really dangerous now.
Yeah, it is very dangerous, and a lot of people are very concerned about it. We got a lot of calls about it yesterday. We're seeing this massive buildup of troops and weapons all along Russia's border, and all the time we're being assured by CNN, we're countering Russian aggression. Russia's being aggressive, therefore. And it's nonsense, okay? If we saw Russian tanks on the Canadian side of our northern border or on the Mexican side of our southern border, I'd say, okay, Russia's being aggressive. If we saw Russian warships tooling around the Gulf of Mexico, I'd say, yeah, Russia's a potential threat. Russia's inside its own borders, minding its own business. It's the U.S. trying to provoke this war with Russia for a variety of reasons. First of all, the U.S. has to destroy the ruble and the yuan, because they're continuing to displace the U.S. dollar in global trade and banking. And without that constant stream of suckers, I'm sorry, other nations coming on into the Federal Reserve to borrow U.S. dollars at interest, there's nothing else left to support our economy. Our manufacturing's in decline. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And, of course, the conventional wisdom in Washington, D.C. is a major war will unify the American people behind the leadership. But then the conventional wisdom last year was the candidate with the most money was going to win the election. So this is a time when the conventional wisdom needs to be really re-examined very, very carefully before somebody makes an irrevocable mistake.
The way I'm looking at it is that the United States is actually treading on very thin ice. And I don't know how long Putin is going to put up with this. Like you said, maybe he's waiting until Trump gets his sworn in.
I'm certain that Putin is waiting until the 20th, as we all are. The concern is that the United States may try some kind of a false flag, say Russia did it, we're at war. We've got John McCain in that Senate hearing basically saying that Russia's cyber attacks on the United States are an act of war. They're already attacking us. We have to attack them. And maybe they didn't do all that much right now, but it's just a taste of what's going to happen. Like I said, this is a replay of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction lie that got us all hot and bothered for war with Iraq. But they've worn it out. When they tried it with Assad and sarin gas, they didn't get any traction with it. And so why they think they're going to get traction on Russia's hacking is a mystery, unless they're planning on shutting down the Internet and blaming Russia for it.
As I understand, the election process is pretty much offline. even though if the Russians would have really wanted to hack into the system, they had to have physical access to the machines in order to hack them. But since none of that is possible, then these people go on their rant saying that Russia did this and Russia hacked, but they refuse to provide the evidence. What is the evidence? And if you call for the evidence, they call you a kook. They said,
yeah,
there's no evidence.
Well, they're already shifting away from this idea that Russia hacked the election because of the very point that you raised. And they're going back and focusing on how Russia was behind the leaked DNC and John Podesta emails. Because they're now saying that the release of those emails influenced the election. Well, yeah, anytime you find out the true character of a politician, it's going to discourage you from voting for them. But they're still trying to say that this was Russia. Julian Assange keeps saying, no, it was not Russia. So the story has shifted again, where now the U.S. government is claiming that Russia gave the emails to a third party who then passed them on to WikiLeaks without informing them that they came from Russia. So they're basically trying to discard what Julian Assange is saying by saying he didn't realize he was a Russian dupe. And they keep changing the story. But none of this is going to have any traction on the American people unless there's some kind of an event. And at this point, with the emphasis on Russia's cyber threat to the United States, I think the most likely scenario is they're going to shut down the internet, claim that Russia did it, and launch the war before anybody can raise a hand and say, where's the evidence?
Well, talking about the third party, how do they know there was a third party? We're going back to the same situation with the Arab hijackers. If they use fake identities, how do you know where they were seated and who they were? The same thing here with the third party. How do they know which one is a third party?
They don't know. They don't have facts and evidence. This is just the message they're trying to put on out. This is the lie they're trying to sell the American people with the assistance of the corporate media. You have to stop thinking that somewhere behind all of this nonsense coming out of that Senate hearing or the corporate media, that there's some rationality or truth or facts behind it. There isn't. It's all an illusion. They're saying whatever they think it's going to take. Yeah, it's all made up. They're just saying whatever they think they need to say to get you to go along with what they want to do, which is take more of your money for wars and send your children off to be killed and crippled in a battle against Russia.
Well, one last thing. I'm sure you're aware of that 22-year-old white boy that who had been beaten up and tortured for like 48 hours. And yeah. Chicago PD refused to call it a hate crime. Apparently, they did an about-face. And now they consider that as being a hate crime. I mean, what kind of an animal would do something like this to anybody, regardless whether he's physically disabled or mentally disabled? What kind of a scumbag would do something like this? And they refuse to call it. CNN actually shifted the blame on Donald Trump. Can you believe this absurdity?
Yes, I can believe it. That's what CNN's job is to do. To dismiss it, to say it's not a big deal, you know, we got to go on supporting Black Lives Matter, and somehow it's all Donald Trump's fault because he's a white supremacist and a racist, and it was his hateful rhetoric that led to this. No, what led to this horrible, horrible tragedy in Chicago was an entire campaign year that was filled with race baiting and intentionally fomenting racial tension to exploit for the Hillary Clinton campaign. She was literally running a campaign saying, you know, the whites are coming after you, blacks, vote for me and I'll protect you. The straights are coming after the gays, vote for me and I'll protect you. The evil white male patriarchy is coming after the women and your abortion rights, vote for me and I'll protect you. None of which worked, of course.
Yeah, this is like I said, watching CNN, I mean, they issued these inflammatory statements which actually incite rioting and incite to incidents such as this one in Chicago. And I was thinking, I said, don't these people have a journalistic responsibility to actually do the contrary, to calm down the spirits in case there is some genuine event like this happening? But these people seem to throw gasoline on the fire, given the fact that we already had some problems before Trump was elected and after Trump was elected, and it goes on and on and on. And these people don't seem to remember what journalistic integrity is and what their real job is. But anyway,
No. You've got it wrong. You've got it wrong. They understand their real job is to lie and control the American people. There's no journalism left in journalism school. It's like I was saying earlier in the show. It's how to do your makeup and hair and look convincing while you read a teleprompter. That's what passes for journalism today. You remember back during the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman trial, that whole murder and everything, and the whole week before the jury came back, the corporate media was out there saying, there's going to be race riots, there's going to be race riots, it'll be all across the country race riots, and it didn't happen because the black people are just as smart as the white people and figured out that's clearly what the government wanted to have happen. And in the end, I remember seeing in the corporate media a photograph of a gentleman throwing a trash can through a window out in Los Angeles. And that was their illustration of the rage in the streets. And two things were immediately obvious. One is the trash can was brand new from the hardware store, had never actually seen trash. And right behind this guy in the photo is one of the trash cans made available on the street, which you cannot move. They're bolted into the pavement. That's why they had to bring their own trash can with them to stage this photo.
And yeah, they provided the materials.
In an earlier time, people would have looked at it. They wouldn't have seen what was there. They just would have gone along with it. But today, everybody is suspicious, and they're looking at these pictures, and they're seeing the problems with them.
Talking about prostitutes, I was reading the news about Megyn Kelly. She turned down an offer from Fox News for $100 million. Can you imagine turning down $100 million?
That's not the story. That's not the story I heard. I heard she asked for $25 million, and Fox said no. And that's why she wound up going over to NBC, and she's taking a pay cut. From what she was currently getting at Fox to be at NBC. Again, we're not going to get the straight story on it. And you know something? I really don't care. I don't really care what Megyn Kelly is up to because I don't listen to her anyway.
Anyway, she was a liberal in disguise. That's the way I see her because she kept attacking Trump every occasion she had. But anyway, Mike, thanks again for taking my call, okay? And I wish you a very good day, and I hope you had a very good year, or New Year.
Well, I've had a good, quiet New Year. Well, it wasn't quite a lot of fireworks going up, but Claire and I stayed at home because we don't want to be on the roads and everything. I can't claim that I didn't, you know, show much temperance on New Year's Eve, but then that's what New Year's Eve is for. We're going to let you go here, and we might see over the next 4 years at least that the corporate media is going to shift more conservative purely out of a sense of survival and self-preservation. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network, and we're going to go back to the phones. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, I just want your take on this. I mean, all these states had to get in the union somehow, and they all had to accept the Constitution as, you know, the rule of law and whatnot. So with that in mind, how did all these states, with all the similar laws and codes and ordinances that they've put up that violate the Constitution, how did they get around the Constitution to put all these laws, codes, and ordinances in effect? Because we've got millions of people in jail and prison for victimless crimes and whatnot. So I just want your take on that.
Well, I think the short version is that the federal government is ignoring the Constitution, and so they're really not going to make a case about constraining the states to the Constitution unless there's some political or economic gain to be made from it. It's basically kind of a nudge-nudge relationship where they're all out there saying, well, you know, we'll pay lip service to the Constitution and all the rest of it, but we all know that they want to take away the guns. They've already taken away our privacy, now they're starting to talk about curtailing freedom of speech to get rid of the scourge of fake news, because all those gosh darn independent media websites are pointing out every time that the corporate media lies, and if we can't lie, then we can't make our money, and if the government can't lie, it can't run the country, because they've been doing it so long, they don't know any other way to run the business.
Well, I mean, most of these codes and ordinances are just extortion, you know, and then if you can't pay, boom, you go to a cage. In my life, you know, zoo animals belong in a cage. Dogs who are stray that, you know, might get killed on the street might belong in a cage, but human beings...
Well,
the counter,
for a traffic ticket, I agree, but those four individuals in Chicago I think they're looking at some serious jail time, and they should anyway. But you're right. Civil fines for traffic and things like that have become just another way to loot and pillage the American people. You should see what the traffic fines are here in Hawaii. And it's absolutely insane. I'll give you just one example. If you're using your cell phone without an earpiece in your car, it's a $300 ticket. And there was a big stink a while ago where there was a water main break down in Honolulu, and the traffic was backed up for miles and not moving. Drivers had actually turned off their engines to just wait for the repair, and they were getting out their smart devices and catching up on email and stuff, and the cops were just walking down the row of cars writing out these $300 per shot tickets, because the law is not written to recognize the fact that if you're sitting motionless, it's a different thing than when you're actually driving. And it is. It's just another way of raising money off the people. Hawaii may have to declare bankruptcy this year. Our tourism revenues are way, way down, despite what the Tourism Bureau would tell you, because TSA has just discouraged a lot of people from coming here. And we have paid a really, really high price in that regard.
Well, wouldn't that boost the economy if you could roll back these codes and ordinances that extort money out of our pockets? I mean, that certainly would boost the economy by probably billions of dollars a year, because I'm sure these cities are dragging in tons and tons of money. I mean, you got code enforcement
running
around telling you how long your grass can be.
It goes right back on out, paying interest on all the debt to the private central bank. That's the
real
problem.
Or giving raises to the city council and whatnot. They do the same thing.
There's a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
Okay?
Appreciate it, Mike. All right.
Thanks an awful lot. Going to switch over to Norm in Georgia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for a long time. Hey, I got a question for you. Did you hear about the several attempts at hacking into the Georgia voting database? And the IP addresses were traced back to DHS.
Yes. We reported on it. And it's funny, McCain isn't talking about that. McCain isn't talking about all the pro-Hillary fraud that the Jill Stein recounts uncovered. No, our job is to get Russia. Our job is to start a war with Russia. And you people are just being stubborn and refusing to go along.
Well, I mean, it's like they're suppressing the fact that DHS tried to hack into the Georgia voting database, but they're making a big deal out of the Russians. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It was DHS. I mean,
well, again, even James Clapper was forced to admit there is no evidence that Russia hacked the election itself. And that's why they're trying to make a big deal over Russia hacked the DNC and Podesta emails, even though there's no evidence for that. And now they're changing the story to get around the fact that Assange keeps saying it's not Russia, by saying that Russia used a third-party cutout and Assange didn't know he was acting as a Russian stooge. And it really, again, every time they change the story, they're only undermining their own credibility. They're in a credibility death spiral. There is not a thing they can do that's going to get any kind of trust or faith in corporate media or government back anytime in the remainder of my lifetime, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, I was just curious why DHS would be trying to hack into the Georgia voting database.
Well, one theory is to plant evidence to make it look like Russia was hacking into the elections.
Yeah, but the IP addresses, they got caught red-handed.
Yeah, they didn't succeed. You know, they were probably going to hack on in there and then leave a file, you know, in Russian, you know, saying, I rigged your election, hugs and kisses, yours truly, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I mean, this is just all crazy stuff. Well, thanks, Mike, for taking my call, and keep up the great work, and I listen to you every day.
All right, well, thank you very much, and thank you for the phone call. We're coming up on a commercial break. Before we get there, a quick little update on the situation with Craftsman Tools. Apparently, Stanley Black & Decker has agreed to purchase Craftsman. They're going to be building a new factory in the U.S. to make these tools because of the border tax issue raised by Donald Trump. And so if you have a Craftsman tool, I presume Stanley Black & Decker will be honoring those lifetime guarantees. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones real quick. We've got, let's see, Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year. Happy 2017.
So I've been racking my brain about this UN abstention vote against Israel, and I was trying to think big picture, et cetera. But real quick, you mentioned the Craftsman tool import tax. Could you imagine if they taxed the drugs that the CIA is shipping in here? I mean, what a windfall that would be. As a side note.
Well, I think they ought to if they're, if they can't shut the CIA down from doing this kind of thing, then, charge them an import duty or something.
God, that would be a great way to kind of undermine their slush fund. So going back to the UN vote, I guess the only thing that I'm coming up with this insane Obama character is, it seems like they're just flipping the chessboard over for Trump and leaving it for him to pick up the pieces.
That's a very good analogy, and in many ways, that is exactly what they're doing, especially with regards to the immigration issue.
Right. So with that said, I listened to the show last night. In fact, I listen to every show not to let that go to your head or anything, but the whole thing with the carriers coming back into port, don't you think that they would, from a tactical standpoint, rearm, re-up, refuel out at sea or in a port? We have a bunch of ports out there in the Middle East. Instead of bringing them home, it seems like there is a vulnerability component to this, or, you know, exposure, and particularly with the caller from yesterday mentioning all the troops being sent over to Russia, it seems like there's a big hole in our defenses. And I'm certainly not a tactician, but it was a great show yesterday, and I love the fact that people are brainstorming and trying to connect the dots. What do you think?
First of all, let me address the issue of underway replenishment. It's very time-consuming because they're sending things over one at a time on that rope tackle rig. It's very dangerous because you basically got these two ships very close together, having to maintain steerage so the current doesn't knock them into each other. And there's an upper weight limit on what you can send across on that line. It's one thing to be sending food and medical supplies, but sending over replacement missiles or parts for the fighter jets or even an entire replacement fighter jet cannot be done as an underway replenishment. In terms of replenishing in these foreign ports, it actually complicates the logistics because, first of all, you have to get whatever is being given to the carrier over to that foreign port, then get the carrier in there. And so it's certainly preferable to underway replenishment. Underway replenishment was developed to keep ships at sea once they're there and to keep them there longer if it wasn't possible to bring them back to port tactically. But it does seem like there's a real buildup going on, and I think that the reason those carriers are all in ports is they're being brought to an enhanced state of readiness, new systems, and to be prepared for a prolonged stay at sea. That's really the only thing that makes sense. First of all, these ports are all in the continental United States except for the one in Japan. And nobody is going to be running a missile attack against U.S. territory. It would be tantamount to suicide. The U.S. would respond with nuclear weapons. And again, you need to remember, Putin is trying to avoid a war. Nobody wants a war other than the United States right now. The U.S. wants war to conquer the world, make them enslaved to the U.S. dollar. Putin's history has been of trying to avoid these conflicts. He's the guy who negotiated the surrender of Syria's chemical weapons back when the U.S. was using the chemical weapons as their pretext to invade Syria and kick out Assad and install a puppet ruler. And Putin basically one-upped them by going on into Assad and say, you know, you might think about getting rid of these chemical weapons. You're not going to use them anyway because a weapon of mass destruction is a weapon of mass destruction. And current U.S. policy is an attack with the chemical weapons justifies a nuclear response. So
copy that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, have a good evening, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
Aloha America, welcome back to the show. We're going to take two more phone calls and then we're going to close the phone lines for the rest of the show because I got a bunch of news I need to get to. And we're going to go to John in Northern Michigan. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You had a caller a couple of calls back that one was wondering why they aren't following the Constitution. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. And if this is just to give some people some idea why, John ran an article on the website, republicbroadcasting.org, over the holidays in regards to the loss of the 13th Amendment, and that protected us from having lawyers in office. And then after the Civil War, we were financially in distress, and the Rothschilds were brought in by the 41st Congress to help bail us out, and that's when they created the 10-mile district in Washington, D.C., and that is a corporate district, and we are running a parallel government to the Constitution with this corporation. And that's one thing I know Trump realizes we're dealing with, too. And so they don't really care about the Constitution because it's a corporation, they make their own rules, and that's what statutes are. Statutes aren't law. and until it's exposed, they use the Constitution when they need it, but in reality, the Act of 1871 and the Rothschilds rewriting everything changed the direction of our country.
Well, that, of course, the Rothschilds were brought in after Lincoln was assassinated and his greenbacks taken out of circulation. Because, again, when Lincoln announced the greenbacks, all of the established banking families of Europe reacted in horror at this idea of a government providing its own money and refusing to borrow it at interest from a private central bank. And it so angered those European banking families, Europe actually considered coming into the American Civil War on the side of the Confederacy. Britain and France actually talked about invading Washington, D.C. And the only reason they didn't was Russia literally protected the United States from Europe during the American Civil War. And, you know, we can get buried in all these statutes versus laws and everything, but we need to come back to some basic, easy-to-understand truths that we, the American people, have been fed this illusion about what this nation is supposed to be and what our rights are supposed to be, and then we discover that the government is and corporate media and the bankers are just going their own way to line their own pockets at our expense, and anybody who stands up and says, I really don't like the way this is being done, is dealt with very, very harshly. And again, let's go back and look at the example of Vladimir Putin. Because Russia and the U.S. were friends and everybody was buddy-buddy and we were sharing rides to the space station up until the day Vladimir Putin took direct control of Russia's central bank in order to run Russia's public currency as a public utility. That was the day that Russia and Putin went from being good friend of the United States to the top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. And dominates our history. If you read that article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, it lays it on out how the history of the last 200 years is easy to understand when you realize the influence the bankers have over world events.
May I make one more comment, Michael?
Yes.
If people go look at the 1871, it says, the Act formed a corporation, the United States, all cap letters. And the founding fathers, they had the Constitution for the lowercase United States of America, but the new altered version was the Constitution of the United States of America, all in cap letters, and that was done by the Rothschilds, and that's what we're following today. And all of these lawyers, that article that John had on his on the website over the holidays, the 13th Amendment, and how it was totally destroyed in 1812, and that
yes.
this. These lawyers that are in D.C. or in government at all should be totally eliminated from it, and that anything that pretty much has been implemented since 1812 dealing with lawyers is fraud, and that has to be changed.
Well, there's a lot of fraud. I just want to make one statement. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Okay. And maybe this is because I was raised in a school system that taught us we had a constitutional republic with a democratically elected leadership. I do not recognize the authority of a corporation over my life. They can tootle around Washington, D.C. and imagine that they're running this country and they are masters of the American people. But in this one case, no, they're not. I don't recognize the authority of a corporation to run my life. Because corporations, like theocracies, are not responsive to the needs of the general civil population. Theocracies believe they are serving the imaginary playmate in the sky, and corporations serve profit. And so, no, in point of fact, I dare anybody to show my signature on a contract to a corporation saying, I will abide by what the corporation says. Now then, one more phone call. Mark in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just got, you know, I just turned on the news when I got home. And,
yes.
I see that an engine fell off a B-52 bomber. So,
yeah, it's
you know,
coming out of Minot Air Base.
Yeah. So what you're saying with the condition of our, aircraft and our, other kind of weapons is it's pretty bad.
that is pretty bad. Now the B-52 has 8 engines, so the loss of one, they got back to their base. safely, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. You might be kind of amazed to see how few actual attachment points there are on a turbofan engine on an aircraft. And if you remember that terrible disaster with a DC-10 in Chicago some years ago, and it all came down to a single bolt that was holding the engine to the pylon. It was cracked. They hadn't magnafluxed it. It broke, and the engine just tore on off. And it was a horrible, horrible tragedy. It actually killed much of the top management of Playboy Enterprises at the time. They were on their way from the old Playboy Mansion in Chicago to the new Playboy Mansion out there in Holmby Hills. And unfortunately, the plane fell out of the sky. And again, as another, hang on, before we go, another illustration about not allowing safety decisions to be made by the money junkies, because the DC-10's cockpit did not have all of the safety features it could have had, and in particular what's called a stick shaker. And a stick shaker is a device where if the plane is approaching stall speed, it will shake the stick to just wake the pilot up and say, hey, deal with this right now. And the decision was made to have the stick shaker only on the pilot's control yoke and not on the co-pilot's control yoke. But when they lost the engine, they lost the power to one side of the cockpit, the pilot's side. And so the co-pilot was trying to fly a crippled airplane, and he didn't have the stick shaker. And that's why they stalled and went into that flat spin.
Wow. The other thing I wanted to ask you is I heard what you just said about Russia and Civil War, and I've heard something about that before. But that were they really strong enough at the time, Russia, to stop Britain and France if they wanted to do something like that? I mean,
they actually were. Well, all they had to do was, they had a lot of warships. They had Russia's Imperial Fleet, and they were a power projector of their age. And Russia had just abandoned its serfdom system and adopted an economic system modeled on the young United States. And they saw that economic system basically at risk and knew that if the bankers succeeded in overthrowing that economic system in the United States, they'd be coming after Russia next. So it was kind of a case of we're going to help the Americans because if we don't deal with this over there, we're going to be dealing with it on our own territory. And
they sold us Alaska yet?
I'm sorry?
Had they sold us Alaska yet at that time?
No, they hadn't done that yet. I'm pretty sure that was a little bit later. But I'll double check that and put it into the timeline. I'm not sure it's really relevant.
They could have actually stopped the British coming through Canada if that was the case, and moving it into.
Well, the British and French were going to be coming across the Atlantic. I mean, there were no Panama canals or anything like that back then. So it really, for Europe to come after the United States, it would have been an Atlantic war. Although the Russians did, in fact, have ships off the west coast of the United States, and there are still remains of some of their fortifications and guard posts to be found along the coastline, and even over here on the island of Kauai, there's the remains of an old Russian fort.
I also heard that they helped us in the Revolutionary War. I don't know. Again, this is something I've never heard this before, even when I was in school. You know anything about that?
No, I don't. I did not come across that in my work. Anyway, listen, I need to let you go.
Okay.
We're going to close the phone lines. Thank you for the call. I got a few things I want to hit before the end of the show today. Now, getting on to the issue of Leonard Peltier, who has been in prison for something like 40 years. He's been on good behavior. He's actually built up a credit of 20 years based on good behavior. So, in effect, under the rules of the system, he's been in prison for 60 years on this over a crime that it seems very likely he didn't actually commit. And he's got a lot of people who are very sympathetic to his case. And for those of you who are not familiar with the Leonard Peltier story, there's a documentary called Incident at Oglala, which you can watch as a pay-per-view at YouTube. The incidents that led up to this whole thing were dramatized and fictionalized in a movie called Thunderheart, which starred Val Kilmer. And I think it was the best work, in my opinion, that he ever did. He did an excellent job there. So, apparently, over at the American University in Washington, D.C., Somebody had set up last month a wooden statue of Leonard Peltier, and the university had issued a disclaimer saying this is an art installation. It's a piece of exhibited art, and we do not take a position on Leonard Peltier's case. Well, apparently, the Federal Bureau of Investigation Agents Association, which is where all the old FIBers go when they're through framing people, sent a very angry letter. So, how dare you dramatize this person? And the university has now taken this statue down, which is very, very, very petty indeed. See, the FBI doesn't want you reminded of all the things they've done wrong, like Leonard Peltier, James Earl Ray, throwing out the plans to the attack on Pearl Harbor in August of 1941, covering up for the murder of Vincent Foster. They don't want you to know that. They want you to think the FBI is that swell bunch of Joes that TV shows and movies will present to you. Now, interestingly enough, James Reynolds, who was the U.S. attorney whose office prosecuted Leonard Peltier, is saying it's time for him to be let out. 40 years is enough. The guy who prosecuted and put him away is saying, yeah, we got to let him go. Now, the story here is that there was a confrontation between federal agents and Native Americans on the Oglala Reservation. It led to a shootout between the two groups. One Native American was killed. Two FBI agents were killed. There were three suspects, and two of them were tried and acquitted for an absence of evidence. Then Leonard Peltier was tried on the exact same evidence, but there was a tremendous amount of political pressure. We got to get somebody for this murder of FBI agents. We got to fry somebody. It would be helpful if we got the real guy, but it doesn't really matter. We just need to have it in the newspapers. We've sent this guy away for killing FBI agents. And it turns out much of that evidence was fraudulent. And, of course, the FBI and everybody involved in that case, except for this former prosecutor, are very defensive about it. They don't want to even hear that there's the least bit of doubt of Peltier's guilt. They don't want to even deal with the idea that they may have railroaded an innocent man into prison. It's certainly not going to be the first time. Same thing with James Earl Ray. The guy in the Lindbergh kidnapping, Hauptmann, he got railroaded in on the base of faked up evidence because there was a political need that we resolve this kidnapping. And I would, you know, Obama was asked, will you grant a pardon to Leonard Peltier? And Obama, who's set a record for pardons for drug criminals in the closing weeks of his term in office, doesn't want to touch it. Leonard Peltier is an embarrassment to the system. A wrongfully convicted man. And if he gets on out and he's able to document and prove that, it makes the U.S. government look bad. And we can't have the U.S. government looking bad. That's why we crush down all these independent media outlets. They're destroying the illusion of beautiful, infallible, perfect rulership. Actually, that illusion's been gone for a long time, but most of the people in D.C. still living in denial. Now, let's talk about some computer stuff. Ford has announced plans to have 20 million vehicles equipped with Amazon's Alexa, the smart assistant, by 2020. So you'll be talking to your car while you're driving down the road, and I think it's overkill. I want to start my car with a key. I don't want to have to talk to Alexa and have Alexa start my car for me. And, of course, it opens up another possibility, another vector for somebody to hack into a car and create mischief. Now, let's talk about ransomware, which may be some government's system of plundering computer users, because the NSA isn't doing a whole heck of a lot about it, are they? Now, the latest ransomware scam is targeting human resource departments. And since the federal government is rushing to hire up all these positions before Trump can come on in, maybe this would be a good place to forward this ransomware to. But basically, it comes in looking like a job application. There's a cover letter that says, I'm a good fit for whatever it is you're advertising. See the attachment. And the attachment is an Excel spreadsheet that only works if you turn macros on. And as I was saying last week, you should never have macros enabled on any Microsoft Office product, because that is how the mischief gets done. And so they're hitting all these human resource departments now. Now, there's another bizarre ransomware making the rounds. And this one is kind of interesting. And I think it's well-intentioned, because it grabs your machine and it encrypts it, but then it decrypts it after you go to a website to read an article on the dangers of ransomware. Then they give you your machine back. Good intention, poor execution, in my opinion. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, and a very alert listener just wrote in with the exact time of the Alaska Russia deal, and Russia sold Alaska to the United States just 2 years after the conclusion of the Civil War. So that's how they line up on the timeline. We're talking about computers here. Story out of Blacklisted News, claiming that ultrasound tracking could be used to de-anonymize Tor users. And the theory put forward in the article is that if you are using Tor, which is this anonymous multi-route layered browser, then you visit a website, the website will actually send out ultrasonic sounds that can be picked up by your phone or tablet and sent back to track where you are. And I have to be very honest, this sounds like a big bluff to me. The government doesn't want you using any kind of anonymizers or proxies. They want you wide open for their nefarious games here. But this looks like a bluff. I'm not buying into this one. Even the best computer speakers are not able to produce sounds above 20,000 hertz, which is the upper end of human hearing. Why make a speaker that can make sounds humans cannot hear? It's a pointless waste of money. Same thing with the microphones on your tablets and smartphones. Why make a microphone that can hear sounds that you as a human being cannot produce? I think it's a bluff. Now, there's another article coming out of RIMF.com. Somebody apparently did a survey, and it's bad enough we've got the government spying on us all the time. But over in Great Britain, they ran a survey and found that 22% of British people admit to peeking into their partner's electronics devices, and very often they don't like what they find. Well, old Chinese proverb, if you don't want the answers, don't ask the questions. One of the things I'm very angry about with all this NSA spying, and it's manifesting here with this study, is the idea of personal privacy is being eroded away, where now, apparently in Great Britain, 22% of the people think it's okay to spy on their significant other. And I find that appalling. I mean, in our household, personal privacy, that's a matter of respect. I wouldn't even dream. I ask Claire's permission anytime I got to go into her phone and do anything. And she does the same here. We have areas where we have what we have and the other one doesn't come on in. It's just an issue of respect. And we're losing that. It's being taken away from us. This understanding that we should have respect for other people's privacy. Because if the government doesn't respect your privacy, why should you? Oh, go ahead. They want to turn us into a nation of snitches, just like Nazi Germany. Just run off and tell the Gestapo that somebody's got something in their phone. They have an unlicensed MP3. They have dirty pictures, so forth and so on. Anyway, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got a bunch of stuff I got to do later today, and I'm going to get to it. We'll be back here tomorrow, Friday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Lady Claire will be with us. So have a good evening, and remember, you are part of the independent media. Take what you learn here, what you learn from the website, share it with everybody that you know. Go gently. Don't trigger their defensive mechanisms. The art of a rabble-rouser is knowing what the rabble is ready to listen to. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.